Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about setting up an AI-powered coding environment. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So what's the core idea behind this setup?
It's all about orchestrating different AI agents, coder, architect, debugger, and more, to handle microtasks powered by a custom ontology called SAPO.
SAPO? Tell me more.
It stands for Software Architecture Problem Prediction Ontology. It anticipates coding problems and guides the agents to avoid common pitfalls. Imagine having an AI that not only codes, but also preemptively addresses potential bugs. It leads to remarkably cleaner, more efficient code. This, combined with test-driven development and microtasking, is the secret sauce.
That's ingenious. So where do we begin with the setup?
First, VS Code, along with two key extensions, Clion and R-Code.
Clion and R-Code, why those specifically?
Clion integrates seamlessly with Perplexity, a research tool that's crucial for the setup. It's ridiculously cheap, too. I'm talking pennies for a whole day of automated coding, thanks to their API. And R-Code acts as the central hub for managing your AI modes and settings.
Okay, so Perplexity handles research, and R-Code manages the agents.
Exactly. Within Clion, you'll install the Perplexity extension from the marketplace. It'll prompt you for an API key, which you can grab from perplexity.ai. Once that's done, Clion sets up a universal MCP, Model Configuration Protocol Settings JSON. This is where the magic happens. These settings are compatible across multiple coding platforms. You simply copy them from Clion and paste them into R-Code's MCP settings, and boom, you're practically done.
Wow, that sounds surprisingly straightforward. Any caveats?
Well, there's a slight hiccup with R-Code's default modes sometimes overriding custom ones. The workaround is to temporarily rename your custom modes, copy the role definitions and instructions into the defaults, and then rename them back. A bit clunky, I know, but they're working on a fix.
Good to know. What about configuring the different AI modes?
Right. So within R-Code settings, you can define profiles for different models like Claude Thinking, Claude Instruct, Gemini, etc. Each profile allows you to specify the API provider, model version, temperature, and other parameters. I highly recommend Requesty as your API provider. It can save you a ton of money on API calls. Seriously, I've seen cost savings of over 60%.
Impressive. Any advice on choosing the right model for the job?
Claude Thinking is my go-to for orchestration, while Claude Instruct is great for general coding tasks. Gemini's 1 million context window is a lifesaver for complex projects where you need to keep a lot of information in scope. The free version of Gemini Pro is especially valuable for those high-context scenarios. It's like a secret weapon.
So, strategic model switching is key.
Absolutely. And don't forget about the power steering mode in R-Code. It's like having a supervisor that keeps the AI on track and corrects any deviations from the plan. It's essential for maintaining code quality.
This is incredibly insightful. Any final words of wisdom?
Remember to grab the custom instructions and role definitions from my GitHub repo. They're optimized for this setup. Also, don't underestimate the power of a well-defined plan. Invest time upfront to break down your project into phases and tasks, and let the AI handle the heavy lifting. It's like watching your work work. It's awesome. Happy Vibe coding, everyone. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.